Good afternoon, folks. It's Dave here from the iReady podcast, giving you my post-match reaction to the match, which has finished a short time ago in Paisley, where, thankfully, Rangers have came away with the 3 points with a 2-1 victory against St Mirren. Now, a lot of it wasn't pretty viewing, guys, I know that, but the most important thing, as we all knew, was getting the 3 points, which we've managed to do so. So, getting into the lineup that Philip Clement has put out, a forced change, we are now down to the bare bones again, unfortunately, and no natural wingers playing from the start. A return to the team for Borna Barisic, pushing Dujon Sterling a bit further forward on the right-hand side. So the team that Philip Clement put out was Butland, Tavernier, Goldson, Suter, Barisic, Lundstrom, Diomande, Cantwell, Sterling, Silva and Dessers. On the bench, McCrory, Goldson, Lawrence, Dowell, Wright, Roof, Davies, Raskin and McCausland. So, like I said before, down to the bare bones, really just trying to get the 3 points was the most important thing that happened for us today. And straight away, a bit of a let-off. Now, how many games has this happened to us recently where we've cheaply given the ball away in a dangerous position right at the start of the game? And it was Tav again. Receives the ball on the edge of his box. He hesitates, doesn't get it away. The St Mirren player manages to steal the ball, gets a shot away, but a good save by Butland and claimed. So a let off there right from the start, and we're thinking, oh no, we've seen this before. And then a corner, 5 minutes, two Rangers, which was taken by Barisic. It was punched away by their goalkeeper. It manages to find its way out to Lundstrom at the edge of the box. He hits a curling shot, which is just past the post. Really unlucky there. 2 minutes later, Silva loses the ball in the left wing, but then wins it back into Lundstrom in the edge of the box. He pulls his shot well wide at the post. Really need to get those shots, at least testing the goalkeeper. That was a glorious chance that he had there to do so, but as I say, he pulled it wide. Then in the 8th minute, a minute later, a mix up in midfield, legs absolutely everywhere, and St Mirren managed to get the break of the ball, and it's Maldron. He bursts it into the box, he gets a low shot, a great save by Butland and cleared, but thankfully the offside flag was up anyway, but a good save there by Butland regardless. 14 minutes, a great move involving Diomande, Dessers then to Sterling. He lays the ball off to James Tavernier, who's on the overlap. He gets to the byline, fires in a low cross, could have went anywhere, right in the mix, but St Mirren managed to clear. That was the first sort of real flowing movement of the game, and it showed, you know, a bit of class and we can burst into the St Mirren box, but really unlucky there. Then the 16th minute, a long range shot low by St Mirren winger, managed to get that shot away, but a good save by Butland, low down to his left. And then in the 20th minute, a good move culminating with James Tavernier hitting a dipping shot from the edge of the box. Great save by the St Mirren goalkeeper and out for the corner. Really was great technique by Tav there, really unlucky. 28th minute, Silva in the box, clearly body checked by Gogic. Not much he could have done there. We were all looking for the referee to do something. It would have been soft, to be fair. It was a body check, but, you know, didn't even get a look at there. Possibly something, but it never came to anything. 33rd minute, though, Rangers break the deadlock, and it was Barisic with the corner on the right-hand side, takes it short to Cantwell. He gives it back to Barisic. He crosses to the back post. The goalkeeper jumps up, gets his hand to it, but it was going out for the corner, but fantastic awareness by Diomande. He gets to the byline, he heads the ball back across the face of the goal, right in front of the St Mirren defender and Dessers. The St Mirren defender gets the last touch and ends up in the St Mirren net. So that was 1-0 to Rangers. Great awareness, like I said, by Diomande, and Rangers with a vital lead, but it only lasted 4 minutes and St Mirren equalised. And guys, there really wasn't much in this. It was a long, long cross right in to the box. Poor play, I think, by Tav and by Balogun. Balogun was defending the striker. He managed to get up, get a header, and it comes off of Butland's inside post and passed him into the net. Straightforward goal. I think we could have snuffed it out first. I definitely think Balogun could have defended it better. And even Butland, who was absolutely sensational in this game. I think he'll look back on that and be quite disappointed it managed to sneak in at his near post. So really poor defending, and St Mirren draw level. And then on the 45th minute though, and this I think was crucial to the game, Jack Butland pulls off an absolutely sensational save, guys. A phenomenal reaction save. The ball is crossed into the box. It's headed back just outside the six-yard box, and the St Mirren player hits a volley, which it really should have burst the back of the net. I don't know how on earth Butland saw it, managed to get a hand to it, but the fact it was hit with such power at point-blank range, he managed to save it and get it up and out for the corner. That was a crucial, crucial stage of the game, a crucial play in this match, I believe, in getting us the 3 points 100%. And that was just before half-time, so that would have been the perfect time for St Mirren to score and given us a real uphill task in the second half. But thankfully, it was still 1-1 at that stage. Then, into the second half, guys, some poor passing, couldn't get the game flowing, lackadaisical, can we say. The first bit of action I've got written down here for the second half was a sub in the 55th minute with Silva going off, McCausland coming on. I'm now up to 64th minute when I sat and watched that. Very, very poor second half. No chances created, no real possession either. No fluent play, and it just looked at that stage that we'd ran out of ideas. 67th minute though, and I think this is when Rangers started to come back in, and it was Cantwell that really was pushing us on at this stage. He looked like the one that could do something. Like I say, 67th minute, free kick outside the box, too far for Taff to take it directly. It's dinked into the box. Balogun, he gets up, gets the head, heads it back into the mixer to Cantwell, unmarked, just outside the 6 yard box. Hits his shot quite tame and puts it past the post. Really should be doing better there. That looked a certain goal. A minute later, Cantwell though picks up the ball just outside the box and goes on a Gaza type run. Runs at defenders, gets past one, gets into the box, curls his shot and inches wide of the post. And we thought, is that going to be it? But thankfully not, because 7 minutes later, Rangers get the second goal of the game. Dio Mandy gets the ball on the right hand side. He sees Tav racing down and plays a fantastic ball to release Tav down the right wing. He gets the byline, puts over a fantastic cross. That's what we're looking for. It was right over the heads of the defenders, the goalkeepers, and there's Dessers just with an open goal to nod the ball into the back of the net. Fantastic cross. Great goal for Dessers, who'd been very quiet, done very little at that stage, but in the right place at the right time to give us that valuable lead at this stage. 77th minute, double sub for Rangers. Cantwell and Barisic off, Wright and Lawrence on. 82nd minute, John Lundstrom, he gets some space at the edge of the box, hits a low shot, but straight at the goalkeeper. And then St Mirren with a great chance, they break, and it's a long ball. Jack Butland comes running out, fantastic awareness. He runs out, gets the ball first, clears it. He has no option whatsoever but to make contact with the St Mirren striker. He does make contact with him outside the box. He had nowhere to go. He can't pull out of it. He cleared the ball. The referee comes up, books Butland for it. Wasn't even a foul, and gives St Mirren the free kick. Now, guys, look back at that. It was absolutely shocking refereeing. There's nothing that the Butland could do. First and foremost, he defended the ball, got it away. It's absolutely laughable, that decision. It really, really is. Did not deserve the yellow card. Wasn't even a foul in my book. Yet again, more comical refereeing in Scottish football, and that again was it. So there, 6 minutes of additional time, and the 90th minute came. Rangers break from the edge of their own box with Dessers up to Lawrence. Dessers ran from his own box right the way past the halfway line, releases Lawrence, picks up the ball. He's into the box, turns the defender. He's only got the goalkeeper to beat. Hits a fantastic curling pass into the bottom corner, or so we thought. But Gogic managed to get back, and it just deflects off him at the last ditch and goes out for a corner. Really unlucky there. That should have been 3 in game at that stage, but still some drama to come, because 3 minutes into injury time, Balogun, he made the mistake. The St Mirren winger picks up the ball, races through. He's just about to pull the trigger, but Balogun redeems himself, gets back, makes a fantastic last-ditch tackle and gets the ball away. And that is how the game played out, guys. A massive victory. Wasn't a great performance. There was not a lot of chances created. But when Tav puts in his first quality delivery into the box, it shows you what it can do. Dessers is there to score. Like I said, guys, the main points of this game, that save by Jack Butland just before half-time was crucial, and getting the goal when we did was crucial as well. We know that we've got an uphill struggle here, guys, but look at the injuries that we've got. Look at the team that Philip Clement has to put out every week. The fact that we're still in with a shout here speaks volumes, I think, and even although we never put the performance in, we still got the 3 points. That's what it's all about, keeping the pressure up on Celtic. And as I'm recording this, their game is taking place. I'm not even going to watch it, so I don't know what's going to happen there. There's still a lot of football to be played. All we can do from now on is win our matches. That's it. Keep the pressure on them, and who knows what's going to happen. So I am feeling a bit more positive today, I must say. I was delighted with that win, like I said, even although the performance wasn't spectacular. But that is all we need to do for the rest of the season, guys. Keep believing. Hopefully we get some players back. Wait and see what happens. So I'm going to leave it there. Derek and I will be back soon. There hasn't been a lot of games to cover. We've only had one a week, which is quite strange for us. Huge games coming up, like I said, but we will be back. You guys take care. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and goodbye.